Lord, we thank you that you are the King, you are the Lord.
Pane, my ti ďakujeme za to, že ty si pánom a kráľom.
You're exactly as that song said, you are holy.
Ty si presne taký, ako sme spievali v piesni, že si svätý.
Lord, you are the God who created everything, as Eric read.
A ty si Boh, ktorý všetko stvoril, ako Eric čítal.
Lord, you weaved together everything.
A všetko si popredkával.
Yet you are mindful of us.
Ale takisto ti na nás záleží a myslíš na nás.
Lord, as we sang earlier, creating us clean hearts.
Ako sme, Pane, spievali už predtým, stvor nám čisté srdcia.
Creating us a newness.
Stvor v nás novotu.
Lord, that we might serve you, that we might walk with you.
Aby sme ti mohli slúžiť, aby sme mohli s tebou kráčať.
Lord, we want to give this time and this space to you.
Chceme ti odozdať aj tento čas, aj priestor.
Lord, we want to see your name glorified in our city and in our hearts and our lives.
A chceme vidieť, ako bude tvoje meno vyvýšené v našom meste, v našich srdciach a v našich mysliach.
So we give you this time and this space.
A dávame ti teraz tento čas a tento priestor.
And we thank you for all that you are.
A ďakujeme ti za všetko, čím alebo kým si.
In your great name.
Tvojom úžasnom mene.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So it's good to have people like Paya and Stano back and others.
Sme radi, že niektorí ste naspäť ako Paya so Stanom alebo aj ostatní, ktorí ste tu dávnejšie neboli.
It's nice for me to be back.
Som rád, že aj ja môžem byť naspäť.
So it's like a family reunion.
Rodinná stretávka.
So hey, I love it when things come together and you didn't plan for them to come together.
A je to super, keď veci fungujú a ani ste to nenaplánovali.
Because I had no idea what song. I know Pai had sent out an email earlier this week saying these are the songs, but I didn't actually look at them. I just said, yeah, that's great.
Nevedel som, aké piesne Paja vybrala, aj keď síce ich poslala v e-maily, ale som si ich neprešiel. Len som jej povedal, že dobre, môžu byť.
Because I just trust that, you know, God's leading her and she's going to choose the right songs.
Lebo verím tomu, že Pán Boh ju vedie a že vybere tie dobré pesničky.
And then just a few moments before this we started here, I said, hey, Eric, can you just go up and, like, you know, welcome us and start us off and...
A pár minút predtým, ako sme začali, tak som poprosil Erika, či by nemohol prísť a nejako začať bohoslužby.
And he pulled out that Psalm 8.
A on vytiahol ten 8. žalm.
And it's so cool, because what he shared and what Pai and Stanoš led us in is pretty much what we're talking about today.
A je to super, že to, čo on prečítal a Paja so Stanom, do čoho nás oni viedli počas chvál, tak o tom budeme dnes hovoriť.
So I'm going to make assumption that the Spirit is doing something amongst us.
Takže predpokladám, že Duch Svätý tu niečo robí.
So what I've been teaching through and will be teaching through for a few weeks.
Čo som doteraz vyučoval a v čom budeme pokračovať.
I want to get us started on a new book of the Bible. It's the book of Judges.
Chceme začať novú knihu v Biblii, sú to sudcovia.
But as a way to kind of get us there, we're just looking week by week at the first six books of the Bible leading up to Judges.
A pozeráme sa na prvých 6 kníh Biblii, ktoré sú pred knihou sudcov.
And just seeing what was God's intention for his people and for people like us.
A pozeráme sa na to, aký bol Boží zámer pre jeho ľud a takisto aj pre nás.
What were we made for?
Na čo sme boli stvorení?
And we looked at Genesis and we saw that we were made for relationship.
Videli sme, že v prvej Mojžišovej sme boli stvorení na vzťah.
When we looked at the book of Exodus.
Keď sme si pozreli druhú Mojžišovu.
We saw we were made to have experiences with God and be, you know, set apart for him.
A sme videli, že sme boli stvorení na to, aby sme mali zážitky s Bohom a aby sme boli pre Neho oddelení.
And then we're going to look at Leviticus today.
Dnes si pozrieme tretiu Mojžišovu.
And Leviticus is it's one of those books like a lot like Lamentations, these L books.
Leviticus, alebo teda tretia Mojžišova, je podobná žalospevom. V angličtine obidve začínajú na L.
There's a few books in the Bible no one reads, okay?
Je zo pár kníh v Biblii, ktoré skoro nikto nečíta.
This is one of them.
Toto je teda jedna z nich.
But it's really a shame because they're actually amazing books of the Bible.
A je to trošku škoda, lebo sú to úžasné knihy Biblii.
Because Leviticus is all about how we were made to worship.
Lebo táto kniha Leviticus, alebo tretia Mojžišova, je o tom, že sme boli stvorení, aby sme chválili a uctievali.
And that's really what we're going to talk about, is worship today.
A dnes budeme hovoriť o uctievaní.
And how we're made to be worshipers.
A ako my sme stvorení na to, aby sme niečo uctievali.
You could say we're like wired to worship.
Ako keby sme boli zostrojený, naprogramovaný, aby sme uctievali.
As, you know, someone has created us and he didn't create you to be people, but to be worshipers.
Niekto, kto nás teda tvoril, nás netvoril na to, aby sme boli len ľudia, ale aby sme boli uctievači.
This is a pie chart of the world's populations in relationship to religion.
Toto je obrázok toho, že porovnanie populácie na svete so svetovými náboženstvami.
Basically 90% of the world's population claim to be worshipers.
90% celého sveta tvrdí, že niečo alebo niekoho uctievajú.
Not necessarily worshiping God.
Nie, že by uctievali priamo Boha.
In the way that we understand God as Christians.
Ako my rozumieme Bohu.
But they all claim to be worshipers.
Ale všetci tvrdia, že niečo uctievajú.
And even within that 10%, that black zone, that's not all atheists. That's just people who practice smaller religions other than the major ones.
A to čierne, čo tam je, tak to nie je to, že to sú všetci ateisti. To je o tom, že možno uctievajú nejaké iné menšie náboženstva.
So these are rough numbers, but basically about 95% of the world says yes, we are worshipers.
Čiže 95% z celého sveta vyznáva, že áno, uctievame niečo alebo niekoho.
It's part of us.
Je to našou súčasťou.
And most of the world acknowledges that in some way.
A celý svet nejakým spôsobom sa k tomu priznáva.
We are people who are wired to have the ability to assess things.
Sme ľudia, ktorí máme schopnosti ohodnotiť niečo.
To give value to those things.
Dať nejakú cenu niečomu.
And respond to those things.
A aj reagovať na tieto veci.
So we're going to look at this, what is worship?
Čiže sa pozeráme na to, čo je uctievanie.
And you might say, well, Patrick, we just did it.
A môžete povedať, že Patrik, že to sme robili.
You know, we know what worship is. It's that block of 30 minutes of singing before we do everything else.
To uctievanie, to je tých 30 minút v nedeľu, keď spievame a to stačí, nie?
Yeah, that's part of it.
Áno, je to súčasťou.
That's not exactly what worship is.
Ale to nie je, čo v skutočnosti uctievanie znamená.
We're going to play a game and you need to participate.
A teraz ideme hrať hru a musíte sa aj vy zúčastniť tejto hry.
There was a show, I think I watched a couple episodes of it when I was growing up.
A bol jeden program, ktorý som možno sledoval, keď som bol mladý.
It was called The Price is Right.
A volalo sa to, že cena je vhodná alebo dobrá.
So basically it was very simple that there was certain objects and the players had to guess the value of those objects.
Ukázal sa nejaký obrázok a tí, ktorí tam súťažili, museli odhadnúť, akú hodnotu to malo.
So, what is the value of this?
Aká je hodnota tohto?
Yeah, 6 cents, and I got another 6 cents here.
6 centov, Kaufland 5.
Okay, shoe shop at Kaufland is 5 cents. Okay, so, okay, good, 5 cents. So if I try to sell this roll to you for 1 euro, you'd say, like, absolutely no way, right?
Čiže keby som vám chcel predať takýto rožok za euro, tak by ste ho asi nekúpili.
All right, we are going somewhere with this.
Nebojte, mierim tým niekam.
What's the value of this?
Aká je hodnota tohto?
2 euros? What's it? 220, I can get it for 185 around the corner from your work.
Patrik za 1,85 za rohom od Erika.
All right.
Priceless in the morning.
I was thinking of Maya when I put this picture up, but she's not here.
Myslel som na Majku, ale momentálne tu nie je.
How much, ladies, how much can I get, can you get a nice shoe like this for?
Koľko by ste zaplatili?
120.
120, 60.
No, I have no idea. I have absolutely no idea. So I'll take your word. Any guesses? 35? How much would you be willing to pay for it?
Call.
60. 250? If it's leather. All right, good.
250, ak to je koža pravá.
You're like still thinking, what does this have to do with worship?
A stále sa zamýšľate, o čom?
iPhone 6, any guesses? David? 550, close.
550.
Retail value here in Slovakia is 615.
615.
Okay. That was the low end one. It only gets higher from there.
To bol ten najlacnejší. Pekná dovolenka.
Sleeping in the hammock here for a day.
For a day?
Priceless, right? There's no... I'm of the opinion that this and things like hanging out with Honka and having, you know, someone you care about smile at you or whatever, it's hard to put a value on these things, right?
Čiže takéto niečo, alebo to, že sa môžete s Hankou pohrať, alebo niekto sa na vás usmeje, na kom vám veľmi záleží, tak na to sa nedá dať hodnota.
What's this have to do with worship?
Aké to má prepojenie s uctievaním?
Worship is basically value.
Uctievanie je o tom, že dávame nejakú cenu alebo hodnotu niečomu.
It's what we value.
To, čo hodnotíme, to, čo si vážime.
And we are people who naturally attach value to everything around us.
My sme ľudia, ktorí prirodzene dávame hodnotu veciam okolo nás.
And then we'll shape our lives around whatever value we give things.
A potom formujeme aj tie naše životy podľa toho, čo si najviacej vážime.
I did some simple calculations.
Spravil som takú veľmi jednoduchú matiku.
I'll go back.
Vrátim sa naspäť.
See, I thought this shoe was worth like maybe 60 euros.
Ja som si myslel, že to topánky 60 euro.
Based on the average income that people make here in Bratislava.
A na základe toho priemerného príjmu, ktorý ľudia zarábajú tu na Slovensku.
You would have to work a day and a half to get the shoe.
Museli by ste pracovať celý deň a pol, aby ste si mohli tieto topánky kúpiť.
So this shoe is worth a day and a half of your time, effort, energy, emotion.
Tieto topánky stoja celý deň a pol tvojej práce, tvojej námahy, tvojich emócií, tvojej snahy.
And we give it for these things.
A dávame to za takéto veci.
iPhone? 13 days.
13 dní.
That's a few, 13 days of your life given over for this thing.
13 dní z tvojho života pre túto vecičku.
And worship is like that.
A uctievanie je podobné.
You know, we value certain things, right?
My si vážime alebo hodnotíme, ctíme určité veci.
And we invest our lives to it.
A naše životy investujeme do toho.
And it's expressed through how we spend our money.
A prejavuje sa to tým, ako trávime naše peniaze.
What consumes our thoughts?
Čím zamestnávame našu myseľ?
You know, our energy?
Našu energiu?
Our emotions?
Naše emócie?
You know, everything.
Všetko.
And we try to get closer and closer to the things that we value the most.
A snažíme sa priblížiť k tým veciam, ktoré si vážime najviac.
And worship is this great exchange of our life to get closer to whatever we value the most.
A uctievanie je ako keby taká výmena toho nášho života za to, čo si najviacej vážime.
Jesus told a parable.
Pán Ježiš povedal jedno podobenstvo.
It's in Matthew 13.
Matúšovi 13.
And he talked about there was this guy who was a merchant.
Bol človek, ktorý bol obchodník.
And he was apparently a merchant in the finer things of life.
A on bol obchodník s dobrými alebo jemnými vecmi v živote.
And he found this pearl.
A našiel jednu perlu.
And it was the perfect pearl.
A bola dokonalá perla.
It was the best one.
Bola to najlepšia perla.
And he was willing to sell everything he had.
A bol ochotný predať všetko to, čo mal.
To get this one little pearl.
Aby získal túto jednu perlu.
Because he knew this is the one.
Lebo vedel, že táto je tá pravá.
And I don't know how much resources this man had, but he would give everything away for this one treasure.
Neviem, koľko vlastných zdrojov mal, ale bol ochotný vzdať sa všetkého, aby získal túto jednu.
And I think that's a nice picture about what worship is.
A ja si myslím, že to je krásny obraz toho, o čom je uctievanie.
It's that act of giving up a lot of other things here to get one thing here.
Je to o tom, že sa vzdáme tohto všetkého, aby sme získali toto jedno.
We are wired for worship.
My sme naprogramovaní, aby sme uctievali.
But the problem is we're not very good at it.
Ale nie sme v tom veľmi dobrí.
We don't always know how to worship.
Nie vždy vieme, ako uctievať.
And we tend to undervalue.
A podceňujeme
some things.
Niektoré veci.
And overvalue other things.
A nadceňujeme zase nejaké iné veci.
And Paul the Apostle writes about this.
Apoštol Pavel o tomto píše.
And I have it in English, but Slovak speakers need to open up your Bibles.
Mám to v angličtine hore, Slováci si to musíme nájsť.
But in Romans chapter 1,
Rímským, prvá kapitola,
verse 20.
20. verš.
And it's very much in line with what Eric had read in Psalm 8.
Veľmi sa to podobá na to, čo nám Erik už čítal v tom 8. žalme.
It says, for since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse.
Lebo čo je neviditeľné z neho, jeho večná moc a božskosť, to od stvorenia sveta rozímaním môžu pozorovať z jeho diel, takže nemajú ospravedlnenie.
So he said, you can look at the things that God has created and you can realize that he's amazing.
Čiže môžeme sa pozrieť na tie všetky veci, ktoré Pán Boh stvoril a uvedomiť si, že on je úžasný.
We can recognize his eternal power and his divine nature from the things he's made.
Môžeme vidieť jeho večnú moc a božskosť z toho, čo stvoril.
We have absolutely no excuse.
Bez toho, aby sme sa vyhovárali na čokoľvek.
Verse 21. But for although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave him thanks to him, but their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened.
A 21. verš, že ho hoci poznali ho ako Boha, neoslavovali ho ako Boha a neďakovali mu, ale v múdrovaní upadli do prevrátenosti a ich nerozumné srdce sa zatemnilo.
So we knew the value of God, but we've decided for whatever reason not to value him.
Čiže poznali sme hodnotu Boha, ale z nejakého dôvodu sme sa rozhodli, že mu tú hodnotu nebudeme prikladať.
We'll read verse 22 and 23.
22. a 23. verš.
Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like mortal human being and animals and birds and reptiles.
Vydávali sa za múdrych a stali sa bláznami, zameniac slávu nepominuteľného Boha za podobnosť obrazu pominuteľného človeka, ptákov, štvornoscov a plazov.
And then let's skip down to verse 25.
A preskočíme do 25.
They exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshipped and served created things rather than the Creator, who is forever praised. Amen.
Všetci tí, čo pravdu Božiu zamenili za lož, uctievali stvorené veci a im slúžili namiesto Stvoriteľovi, ktorý je požehnaný na veky. Amen.
This is a sad picture, but it's something that all of us, even sometimes as Christians, engage in.
Je to síce smutný obraz, ale niekedy aj my ako kresťania sa do toho zapájame.
Where we pursue lesser things.
Kde hľadáme tie menej cenné veci.
And we glorify those things.
A oslavujeme ich.
And we give lots and lots of our life to those things.
A veľa z nášho života investujeme do týchto vecí.
Things that are less than God.
Veci, ktoré sú menej ako Boh.
And maybe it's not idols.
Možno to nie je modla.
You know, but it's things, especially in our culture, material things.
Ale sú to veci, a hlavne v našej kultúre, kde žijeme v materiálnej kultúre.
And whenever we worship lesser things, we are undervaluing God.
A kedykoľvek my uctievame tie menej cenné veci, tak podceňujeme aj Boha.
You know, we talked about how many days it would take to get an iPhone.
Rozprávali sme sa o tom, že koľko dní by ste museli pracovať, aby ste si mohli kúpiť iPhone.
Almost a half a month, right?
Skoro polovica mesiaca.
You know, that's 8 hours a day, 13 days.
Well, actually it's almost all month because you work 20 days.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
13 days straight.
Dobre, čiže 13 dní by ste museli pracovať, polovica alebo viac ako polovica mesiaca v kuse, aby ste dostali toto.
Would we use the same amount of time devoted to the Lord?
Používali by sme takýto čas na to, aby sme sa odovzdali Pánovi?
Probably not.
Asi nie.
Right. Now, there's normal things we have to do in the life.
Sú také normálne bežné veci, ktoré musíme robiť v našom živote.
But we always have to watch our heart.
Ale musíme si dávať pozor na naše srdcia.
You know, you need to pay your taxes, you need to pay for your house and all, for your food and all this kind of stuff.
Áno, musíme zaplatiť aj dane, musíme zaplatiť aj za dom alebo za účty, za jedlo.
But let's make sure our heart's in the right place.
Ale uistíme sa, že to naše srdce je na správnom mieste.
Let's not undervalue God.
Nepodceňujme Boha.
So brings me to the question of how do we worship?
Takže to nás privádza k ďalšej otázke, ako uctievame.
How do we do it practically?
Ako to môžeme robiť praktickým
spôsobom? I'm going to show some pictures because the world, 95% of the world claims to be worshippers.
Ukážem vám teraz nejaké obrázky, lebo 95% ľudí na svete tvrdí, že uctievajú.
So these are some ways people worship. These are the Hare Krishna guys. They like to go down the street banging drums and stuff. You've probably seen them here.
Toto je obrázok Hare Krishna ľudí, ktorí radi bubnujú a prechádzajú sa po uliciach.
It's kind of fun.
Celkom zábavné.
You know, interesting.
Alebo zaujímavé.
These are Muslim guys. They're praying five times a day.
Toto sú moslimovia, ktorí sa 5 krát denne modlia.
More traditional Christians.
Toto sú viac tradiční kresťania.
So kind of quiet, meditative.
Tichším, meditačným spôsobom.
So the Hindus, lots of flowers and incense and things like
toto
that.
Toto sú hinduisti, ktorí majú veľa kvietkov a rôzne vône.
Very colorful.
Veľmi farebné.
Buddhist.
Budhisti.
Kind of meditation.
Tiež meditujú.
This is the Jews at the Wailing Wall, at the Western Wall.
Židia pri západnej stene chrámu, pri múre nárekov.
It's a little bit closer to home.
Toto je možno bližšie k nám domov.
Kind of the modern Christian concert.
Moderný kresťanský koncert, alebo taký, you know, taká forma uctievania.
There's some of us like to worship loud, some like to worship quietly.
Niekto z nás uctieva rád hlučne, niekto radšej tichším spôsobom.
Some's more solemn, some's more joyful.
Niekto je skôr taký utiahnutejší, niekto viacej radosnejší.
Some of us like the praise rock and some like the hymns.
A niekto z nás má rád chválospevový rock a niekto radšej má rád tie hymny a tie, čo sú to?
Praise songs.
Yeah, I cannot think of the word.
Chvály.
Chvály, ale také tie chorály, či jak sa to volalo?
Some like to whisper.
Niektorí radi šepkajú.
Some like to shout to the Lord.
Niektorá kričí na Pána.
You know? Pretty much all those things are biblical.
A väčšina z týchto vecí je biblická.
We have a lot of ideas about worship.
You forgot to mention dancing.
And dancing, okay, yes. David danced before the Lord.
Niektorá tancuje, aj David tancoval pred Pánom.
You're welcome to dance here. Try to do it in the back.
But môžete you're welcome. Tancovať tam vzadu asi radšej.
Actually, this is not part of what I want to talk about, but we do have a freedom in our worship, so please take advantage of it, you know, but be respectful at the same time.
Máme slobodu v uctievaní a chcem vás pozbudiť do toho, aby ste využívali túto slobodu, ktorú máme,
you know.
Ale takisto aj rešpektujte ostatných okolo.
If you want to stand up during worship, do it.
Ak sa chcete postaviť, môžete sa.
If you want to clap, do it.
Ak chcete tlieskať, môžete.
If you want to raise your hands, do it.
Ak chcete zdvihnúť ruky, môžete.
If you want to be just quiet, do it.
Ak chcete byť potichu, tak aj to môžete.
Especially if you can't sing.
Hlavne, ak neviete spievať.
That would be me.
To som ja.
All right.
Anyways, it's all open.
Joyful noise.
Joyful noise.
Radosný zvuk, nemusí to byť.
Yes, God accepts a joyful noise.
Pán Boh prijíma radosný zvuk, akýkoľvek ten zvuk je.
We all have ideas like what's a good worship experience.
A každý máme nejakú predstavu o tom, aké to je, keď máme zážitok, chválospevový zážitok.
But we need to be careful where our heart is.
Alebo uctievací zážitok. But we need to be careful.
Where our heart is.
A musíme stávať pozor, kde to naše srdce je.
That we don't evaluate on how does it make me feel.
Aby sme nehodnotili to, ako som sa ja práve vtedy cítil.
Does it fit my music style?
Alebo či to zapadá do toho môjho udobného žánru.
Or my mood, or my emotion.
Alebo či to zapadá do tej mojej nálady, alebo do tých mojich emócií, ktoré mám.
Because we can all leave church today.
Lebo každý z nás môžeme odísť zo zboru.
And over lunch say, hey, how was church?
A pri obede sa môžeme rozprávať a hovoriť si, že no, aký bol kostol?
It was cool.
Bolo dobré.
Yeah, worship was cool.
Chvály boli super.
But you know that one song?
Ale tá jedna pesnička.
I just didn't fit with me.
Tá nejako mi nezapadla.
It was too slow.
Bola príliš pomalá.
You know, yeah, it should have been faster.
Mala byť rýchlejšia.
Oh, I like it better how this so-and-so does it.
Alebo sa mi viacej páči, keď ten a ten to robí.
Come on, be honest. We've all done it, right?
A buďte úprimní, všetci ste to robili.
We've all assessed. Okay, this person's speaking well this day. This person's leading worship well this day. We've done it.
A každý to robievame, že oh, tento rečník je dobrý, tento chválospevový vodca je dobrý.
It's all wrapped around how we feel.
A všetko je to zabalené do toho, ako sa my cítime.
But worship is not about us.
Ale to uctievanie nemá byť o nás.
It's not about the experience that we can take from it.
Nemá to byť o tom zážitku, ktorý si my z toho odnášame.
But it's about valuing God well.
Ale je to o tom, že prikladáme Bohu hodnotu.
And our ideas about worship will fade.
A naše názory na chvály vyprchajú.
It changes from generation to generation.
Pretože sa menia od generácie z generácie na generáciu.
You know, you take out some of these when Peter preaches, he'll ask for a hymn.
A keď Peťo káže, tak si vypýta, aby sme spievali tie chorály.
And some of them are beautiful.
A niektoré z nich sú úžasné.
You know, but you look at some of these hymns, you open up old hymn book and you're like, the language is kind of strange.
A keď si pozriete tie pesničky, tak si poviete, že čo, však tomu ani nerozumiem, akým jazykom tu hovoria.
The music's kind of slow.
Hudba je príliš pomalá.
Or whatever. But you know, back in the day,
ale keď sa zamyslíte nad tým, tak v tej dobe
those songs were cutting edge.
Tak tie piesne boli na vrchole.
They were like rockets, you know. They were like pop music at the time.
To bola popová hudba vtedy na tú ich dobu.
You know, and if the Lord does not come back in 100 years,
a ak sa Pán Boh nevráti o 100 rokov,
and someone pops in a CD from 2016.
A niekto si dá CDčko z roku 2016.
They're like, what? They really worshiped that?
Tak sa zamyslil, že čo, že? Tak to oni chválili
vtedy.
That's
so old school.
To je zastaralé.
You know, our styles will fade, they'll change.
Naše štýly, naše prejavy uctievania vyprchnú a vyblednú.
It's not the point.
O to tu nejde.
Worshiping and valuing God is the point.
Ale ide tu o to, aby sme uctievali a prikladali hodnotu Bohu.
And Jesus speaks about this.
Pán Ježiš tiež o tom hovorí.
He says because we have ideas about our worship and we like to defend them.
A hovorí, pretože my máme názory na uctievanie a radi si ich obhajujeme.
And there's a story in John chapter 4.
Je príbeh v Jánovi v 4. kapitole.
And Jesus is speaking to this woman at the well.
Kde je Pán Ježiš sa rozprával so Samaritánkou pri studni.
They talk about a lot of things.
Rozprávali sa o veľa veciach.
But they get into an argument.
Ale začali sa hádať.
Or she's trying to get him into an argument.
Alebo teda ona sa chce s ním začať hádať.
And it's about worship.
A je to o uctievaní.
And the argument is, well, you Jews say you worship this way and we say you worship this way.
A ona mu hovorí, že noví Židia vy uctievate takýmto spôsobom, ale my Samaritáni uctievame takýmto spôsobom.
And Jesus ends the conversation.
A Pán Ježiš to tam hneď ukončí.
By saying this.
A hovorí jej.
He says, God is looking for worshipers.
Pán Boh hľadá ľudí, ktorí ho budú uctievať.
He's seeking them out.
Hľadá ich.
And he's seeking people who will worship him in spirit and in truth.
Hľadá tých, ktorí ho budú uctievať v duchu a v pravde.
According to his spirit.
Podľa jeho ducha.
And his truth.
A podľa jeho pravdy.
And I know we haven't looked at very much in Leviticus.
Viem, že sme si asi veľmi nepozreli z toho, z tej knihy Leviticus, ale teraz si to pozrieme.
Because God did that for them, for the Israelite people.
Lebo Pán Boh to robil aj pre izraelský národ.
And remember when we looked at Exodus?
Ak si spomínate ešte, keď sme si pozreli druhú Mojžišovu.
At the end of Exodus.
Na konci druhej Mojžišovej.
Moses has set up this tent of meeting, the tabernacle.
Mojžiš postavil svetostánok, stánok, kde sa stretával Boh s ľuďmi.
And God has come down in a very powerful way.
A Pán Boh zostúpil veľmi mocným spôsobom.
And it says this cloud fills the whole tabernacle and everything around it.
A je tam napísané, že tento oblak naplnil celý ten svetostánok a všetko okolo.
And then his presence remains with that tabernacle all the time.
A potom tá jeho prítomnosť sa zdržiavala v okolí toho svetostánku.
And we'll talk about this more next week actually.
Budúci týždeň si ešte o tomto budeme trošku viacej hovoriť.
But you see all the camp was around the tabernacle.
Ale ako vidíte, tak celý ten tábor Izraelcov bol okolo svetostánku.
And can you imagine just God's presence is in this just super super powerful impressive way right in the middle of you.
A viete si aj vy predstaviť, že Božia prítomnosť by bola takýmto úžasným a mocným spôsobom prejavená aj u vás doma alebo vo vašej blízkosti.
And you're having this powerful spiritual experience.
Máte takýto úžasný, mocný duchovný zážitok.
What now?
A čo teraz?
How do you respond?
Ako na to reagovať?
How do you relate to this presence of God?
Ako mať vzťah s touto Božou prítomnosťou?
Because at this point they didn't have anything set out in terms of how to worship God.
Lebo v tomto čase ešte vôbec nemali naordinované, ako uctievať Boha.
And that's where we get the book of Leviticus.
A preto tu prichádza kniha Leviticus, alebo tretia Mojžišova.
And I'm going to just read the first four verses.
A prečítam vám prvé tri, štyri verše.
And so the Lord called to Moses and spoke to him from the tent of meeting. And he said, speak to the Israelites and say to them, when any of you brings an offering to the Lord, bring as your offering an animal from either the herd or the flock. If the offering is a burnt offering from the herd, he is to offer a male without defect. He must present it at the entrance of the tent of meeting so that it will be acceptable to the Lord.
Hospodin oslovil Mojžiša a hovoril mu zo svetostánku alebo stánok stretania. Prehovor k Izraelcom. Keď niekto z vás chce priniesť obetný dar Hospodinovi, prinesie svoj obetný dar z domácich zvierat, a to z rožného statku alebo z drobného dobytka. Ak je jeho obetným darom spaľovaná obeť z rožného statku, nech prinesie samca bez chyby. Privedie ho ku vchodu do svetostánku, aby získal priazeň pred Hospodinom.
Then read verse 4. He is to lay his hand on the head of the burnt offering and will be accepted on his behalf to make atonement for him.
A štvrtý verš. Položí ruku na hlavu spaľovanej obete a tá bude láskavo prijatá na získanie zmierenia pre neho.
And then we see at the end of this process in verse 9.
A v 9. verši, na konci tohto celého procesu,
says, this offering made by fire is an aroma pleasing to the Lord.
A ohňová obeť príjemnej vône Hospodinovi.
So basically we're going to see that the whole book of Leviticus is God instructing the people how to worship.
Čiže celá táto kniha je o tom, ako Pán Boh dáva inštrukcie svojmu ľudu, aby vedeli, ako ho majú uctievať.
And the reason people don't like to read Leviticus is just these very very detailed step by step lengthy explanation.
A ľudia prečo to neradi čítajú je, že sú tam také dlhé opisy toho, ako sa má uctievať.
But if you look at, but the whole point is that it, we would be like pleasing aroma to the Lord.
Ale o čo tam vlastne ide je to, že máme byť príjemnou vôňou pre Hospodina.
And if you look throughout the book of Leviticus.
A keby ste si prešli celú knihu Leviticus?
Almost every chapter.
Skoro každá kapitola.
Or definitely every new thought.
Alebo určite vždycky nová myšlienka.
Starts with this phrase.
Začína takouto frázou.
The Lord said.
Hospodin povedal.
The Lord said.
Hospodin povedal.
It's not Moses' instruction to the people.
Nie je to niečo, čo Mojžiš si vymyslel a hovorí to ľudu.
So like, oh, I like this music style, I like this worship style, let's do this.
A nehovorím tam Mojžiš, že no, mne sa páči, takáto hudba sa mi páči, alebo toto by sme mohli robiť.
It's just the Lord speaking over and over and over and over to his people saying, this is how you do it.
Ale je to Hospodin, ktorý prehovára znovu a znovu a znovu k svojmu ľudu, že takýmto spôsobom to môžete robiť.
This is how you make yourself a pleasing aroma to me.
Takýmto spôsobom môžete byť aj vy príjemnou vôňou predo mnou.
This is how you live out what you've been made for.
Toto je, ako môžete žiť to, na čo ste boli stvorení.
And we're going to just look at two different ways that there's actually lots of them, but just two ways that the book of Leviticus teaches us how to worship.
Je veľa spôsobov, ako by sme sa mohli pozrieť na túto knihu. Pozrieme si dva, teda ako uctievať.
And they're all kind of wrapped around this word holy.
A celé je to zabalené alebo zaobalené okolo slova svätý.
In Hebrew it's kadosh.
Kadosh v hebrejčine.
It just means something completely separate, completely different, completely pure.
Čo znamená z hebrejčiny úplne oddelený, úplne odlišný, úplne čistý.
And so the first thing is we see from the book of Leviticus, it's lives and offerings that are set apart, that are holy, that are kadosh.
Čiže z tejto knihy vidíme, že sú to životy, ktoré sú úplne oddelené, ktoré sú čisté, sú oddelené pre Boha, sú kadosh.
I'm not going to read through this, but if you would look through the first seven chapters.
Nebudem to celé čítať, ale keby ste si prečítali prvých 7 kapitol.
And these are usually the first 7 chapters that no one wants to read because it just kind of sets people off not to read.
A toto sú tie, ktoré nikto nechce čítať.
Because all about sacrificing animals, okay?
Lebo je to o obetovaní zvierat.
And we're like, no way, we don't want to read about this.
Nechce sa nám čítať o tom všetkom.
But if you look beyond the ritual to see what the point of them.
Ale ak by ste si pozreli, čo sa za tým myslí, za tými rituálmi,
it's all about relating to God.
Je to celé o tom, ako mať vzťah s Bohom.
In the Hebrew people, God gave them 5 basic ways to worship, or 5 basic offerings or sacrifices.
Pre Hebrejov to bolo, že Pán Boh im dal 5 jednoduchých spôsobov, ako uctievať.
We're not going to look at the process, but we're going to look at the point of them.
Nebudeme si pozerať celý ten proces, ale budeme sa pozerať na tú myšlienku za tým.
The first one was the burnt offering.
Prvá obeť bola spaľovaná obeť.
And the point of this offering was just that you were setting your life apart for God at that moment.
Bolo to o tom, že si chcel oddeliť svoj život pre Boha práve v tej chvíli.
And many of these sacrifices, actually all these sacrifices or all these acts of worship were community things.
A veľa z týchto obetí malo byť obeťou, ktoré sa diali v spoločenstve.
And in fact, throughout Israel's history, there would be 2 burnt offerings.
Boli dve spaľované obete v histórii Židov.
Every day.
Každý deň.
One in the morning and one in the evening.
Jedna bola ráno a jedna bola večer.
And that's a great picture.
A to je úžasný obraz.
It's like in the morning when you wake up.
Ráno, keď sa zobudíš.
You're gonna worship.
Budeš uctievať.
And through this act of worship, you're saying, I'm setting myself apart for you.
A hovoríš, Pane Bože, oddelujem sa pre teba.
And then you go through your day.
A potom si prejdeš celým tým svojim dňom.
And before going to bed.
A predtým, ako ideš do postele.
You do it again.
To spravíš znovu.
And you're saying, I'm setting myself apart for you today.
A hovoríš,
for this evening, you know?
Aj tento večer sa ti, Pane, oddelujem len pre teba.
I value you that much, I'm going to set aside this day for you.
Vážim si ťa až tak, že celý tento deň vyhradzujem pre teba.
Not for the iPhone.
Nie pre iPhone.
Not for those shiny red shoes.
Nie pre tie červené topánky.
But for you.
Ale pre teba.
The second one.
Druhá obeť.
It was the grain offering. They gave like grain or bread or something like this.
Bola, čo to bola? Chlebová. Zrna, zrnová. Či už to bola pšenica, alebo jačmeň, alebo niečo iné.
And really this it was a sacrifice, but it was essentially they were giving the priest food.
A bola to obeť, ale čo sa tým robilo, bolo to, že kňazi dostávali jedlo.
And one small portion was for the Lord and the rest was for those who served the Lord.
A ako sa to robilo, bolo, že oddelila sa maličká čiastočka z toho, to bolo pre Hospodina a zvyšok bol pre tých, ktorí slúžili Bohu.
It was an act of worship that had to do with generosity and with giving.
A bol to skutok uctievania, ktorý bol spojený s dávaním.
It's to the Lord through his people.
Bol to pre Hospodina, ale skrze jeho ľud.
And we can worship that way too.
A aj my môžeme takýmto spôsobom uctievať.
When you are generous, when you're giving, that is an act of worship.
Aj ty, keď si ochotný darca a dávaš niečo, tak to je tiež uctievanie.
The third offering was the fellowship offering or the peace offering.
Tretia obeť bola obeť spoločenstva alebo obeť pokoja.
This was just the offering where you're just so thankful and excited about the Lord.
A bolo to preto, že si bol taký vďačný Hospodinovi.
You just want to share with him.
Že sa s ním chceš podeliť.
You just want to give him something.
Chceš mu niečo dať.
Because you realize he's awesome.
Lebo si uvedomil, že je úžasný.
And this was not like one of the sacrifices they required to do, like it was just whenever they felt like doing it.
A toto nebola obeť, ktorú ste museli robiť, to bola obeť, keď ste sa tak cítili, tak tedy ste to mohli spraviť.
And I like this one because of the purpose, but also the outcome of it.
A mne sa páči táto obeť, aj kvôli tomu cieľu, ale aj čo sa s tým dosiahlo.
Because this sacrifice was basically essentially you bring the animal.
Lebo táto obeť, keď ste doniesli to zvieratko,
the priest took it,
kňaz ho zobral,
and he cooked it.
On ho tam upiekol, uvaril,
and then he gave it, most of it back to you,
a väčšinu z toho si dostal naspäť,
and then you just had a party.
A potom si tam mal oslavu,
party. It was a barbecue, basically.
To bola opekačka.
It's just like, hey, you know, God is so awesome, let's throw a barbecue.
Si si povedal, že Pán Boh je taký úžasný, no poďme, dáme si opekačku.
Come on over.
Poďte všetci.
We got plenty of meat here.
Máme tu dosť jedla.
We're celebrating because God is good.
Oslavujeme, lebo Boh je dobrý.
We love God.
Milujeme Boha.
Let's eat.
Tak poďme sa najesť.
It's awesome.
Super.
Great form of worship.
Úžasný spôsob uctievania.
We need to do that more and more.
Toto by sme mali robiť viac a viac. Erik, amen.
4 and 5 are very similar.
4 a 5 sú veľmi podobné.
They were acts of worship, but they were dealing with people's sin.
A boli to skutky uctievania, ale vtedy ste sa postarali o hriech.
It's where you would approach God.
Keď si pristupoval k Bohu.
And basically realize, you know, confess that you've undervalued him.
A vyznáva, že Pane Bože, podcenil som ťa.
You've valued other things more than him.
A vážil som si viacej iné veci ako teba.
And you've made havoc around with people around you because of it.
A kopec neplechy sa stalo okolo teba aj s ľuďmi, ktorí žijú okolo teba.
And you realize that.
A si to uvedomuješ.
And you want to make things right again.
A snažíš sa napraviť veci.
That is an act of worship.
To je tiež skutok uctievania.
Confession.
Vyznávanie.
To come and say, you know, God, I messed up, but I want to be restored.
Keď vyznáva, že áno, Pane Bože, pokašľal som to a teraz sa chcem vrátiť a chcem, aby sa prinavrátilo spasenie.
Leviticus goes on and talks about how we live our lives.
A Levitikus pokračuje, hovorí o tom, ako máme žiť naše životy.
And that's another kind of offering.
To je ďalší spôsob uctievania alebo obete.
Chapters 11 and 12 will say essentially worship God by being holy, being kadosh.
A 11. a 12. kapitola hovorí o tom, že máme uctievať Boha, pretože je svätý,
be
lebo
holy,
je kadosh.
Be holy because he is holy.
Buďte svätí, lebo on je svätý.
Be like him.
Buďte ako on.
We have this saying and I hope it fits here.
A my máme také porekadlo, dúfam, že sa tu hodí.
Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery.
Imitácia je úprimným spôsobom taká
compliment.
Chvála alebo kompliment,
you know,
niečoho, keď
see,
niekoho imituješ.
You know, where you want to be like someone else.
Keď chceš byť ako niekto iný.
And God will outline for them in chapters 18 to 20 how to do that.
A Pán Boh im to aj tam načrtne od 18. po 20. kapitolu, ako ho majú imitovať.
And we're not going to read it, but it's just tons and tons of commands that God gives.
Nebudeme to čítať, je tam veľa prikázaní.
Rules for living the worshipful life.
Prikázaní na to, aby žili chváliaci život.
Things that God had given them and said, this is how you're supposed to live life.
A veci, ktoré im Pán Boh povedal, že takýmto spôsobom máte žiť život.
Lots of practical things.
Veľa praktických vecí.
And what's interesting is if you would go through those rules of living.
A keby ste prechádzali týmito pravidlami života,
they were in direct conflict to the ways that the people of Egypt lived.
Boli v úplnom protiklade toho, ako žili ľudia v Egypte.
And also opposite of the way the people in Canaan lived, where they were going.
A takisto boli v protiklade s tým, ako ľudia žili v Kanane, do tej krajiny, do ktorej sa uberali.
And it was almost like God was saying, you know, this is how I want you to live.
A to bolo, ako keby Pán Boh im hovoril, že takto chcem, aby ste žili.
According to these ideas, according to these values.
Podľa týchto myšlienok, podľa týchto hodnot.
Not the way that you used to live.
Nie podľa toho, ako ste zvykli žiť.
And not the way that you're going to be invited to live.
Ani nie takým spôsobom, do akého vás budú pozývať, aby ste žili.
And we have that same invitation.
A my máme takú istú pozvánku.
You know, we have a lot of values in our culture.
Máme veľa hodnot v našej kultúre.
Of what's most important.
Čo je veľmi dôležité, alebo toho, čo je pre nás dôležité.
It's all around us.
Je to všade okolo nás.
It's our environment.
Je to naše prostredie.
But God invites us to live a very different way.
Ale Pán Boh nás pozýva do toho, aby sme žili iným spôsobom.
He invites us into a culture that's guided by Jesus.
On nás pozýva do kultúry, ktorá je vedená Pánom Ježišom.
And we will embrace either the world's culture or Jesus' culture.
A my budeme prijímať buď kultúru sveta alebo kultúru Pána Ježiša.
We'll either imitate the world or we'll imitate Christ.
Buď budeme imitovať svet, alebo budeme imitovať Krista.
That's why in Ephesians.
Preto v Efeským.
Paul was talking to this group of people that were in a very, very pagan culture.
Pavol hovoril ľuďom, ktorí boli vo veľmi pohanskej kultúre.
Very anti-Jesus culture.
A ktorí boli proti kultúre Pána Ježiša.
And he says this in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 and 2.
Hovorí to v liste Efeským 5, 1, 2.
It says, follow God's example.
Napodobňujte teda Boha
as dearly loved children,
ako milované deti,
and walk in the way of love,
a žite v láske,
just as Christ loved us,
ako aj Kristus miloval vás,
and gave himself up for us,
a seba samého vydal za nás.
Pay attention to this next phrase.
A dávajte pozor na túto ďalšiu frázu.
As a fragrant offering and a sacrifice to God.
Ako dar a obeť Bohu príjemnej vône.
Jesus was a beautiful aroma to God the Father.
Pán Ježiš bol príjemnou vôňou a obeťou pre Boha.
It's the same phrase that's used in Leviticus.
Je to tá istá fráza, ktorá sa používa aj v knihe Leviticus.
And we're called to follow the example of Jesus.
A my sme povolaní do toho, aby sme nasledovali príklad Pána Ježiša.
To walk in the way of love.
Aby sme kráčali spôsobom lásky.
Let's imitate Jesus.
Takže napodobňujme Pána Ježiša.
Look at one last one and about a priesthood.
Ešte si pozrieme jednu vec, čo sa týka kňazstva.
In English we say this book is the book of Leviticus.
V angličtine povieme, že táto kniha sa volá Leviticus.
It's from a, you know, Latin words that which is related to the Levites.
V preklade by to znamenalo to, čo má spojitosť s Lévitmi.
As you guys know, the Levites were the priestly group of people.
Ako viete, Léviti boli kňazi.
But if you go back in their story and their history, they weren't always very priestly.
Ale keby ste si skúmali ich históriu, tak nie vždy boli takými kňazskými ľuďmi.
Remember guy named Jacob?
Ak si spomínate na Jakoba,
who becomes named Israel.
Ktorého meno sa zmenilo na Izrael.
Well, he had 12 sons.
Mal 12 synov.
And one of them was a guy named Levi.
Jeden z nich sa volal Levi.
And Levi was not one of the best sons.
A Levi nebol jeden z najlepších synov.
And we get this story where Jacob has a daughter.
A prichádzame ku príbehu, kde Jakob mal dceru.
And they are camped out near this town in Canaan.
A utáborili sa pri jednom meste v Kanáne.
And basically she gets raped.
A tam ju znásilnili tí ľudia z toho mesta.
So Levi and one of his brothers.
Takže Levi a ešte jeden ďalší brácho.
Through trickery.
Oklamanie alebo prelstili.
They will go and they will slaughter a whole town.
Išli a potom vyvraždili celé mesto.
Violent rash kind of guys.
Boli veľmi brutálni a veľmi prchkí.
And their father gets to this point where he's so frustrated with him.
A potom ten ich otec je tak frustrovaný z nich.
And he says, you know, you've made me like a stench, a terrible smell to everyone around me.
Hovorí im, že spravili ste ma zápachom pre všetkých, ktorí sú naokolo.
You know, your life is just it's making our whole family look like garbage.
Tieto vaše životy robia z našej rodiny ako odpad, keby sme žili niekde v odpade.
Everyone wants to, you know, kill us because of you.
Teraz nás budú všetci chcieť zabiť kvôli vám dvom.
And we see at the end of Jacob's life as he's dying, he blesses his children.
A na konci Jakobovho života vidíme, keď požehnáva svoje deti.
And when he gets to Levi,
a keď prichádza k Levimu,
he doesn't say very nice things.
Nehovorí mu krásne slova.
He's like, this, he's violent.
Hovorí, že on je násilník, bojuje.
He's a bad guy.
Je to zlý človek.
Never go into, you know, and never go to him for help, please.
Nikdy nikto k nemu neprichádzajte a nežiadajte o pomoc.
His blessing for his son is actually a curse.
Jeho požehnanie pre syna je kliatbou.
And he basically says him and his family, his generation, just, you know, may they be scattered all over. Maybe they have no home. Maybe they wanders.
A hovorí, že on a jeho rodina nech sú roztrúsení kade tade, nech sa len túlajú.
But God will take this man's family.
Ale Pán Boh bere tohto muža a jeho rodinu.
The Levites.
Levitov.
Who were cursed and they were a stench to their own family.
Ktorí boli prekliatí a boli zápachom pre svoju vlastnú rodinu.
And he will redeem this family.
A on vykúpi túto rodinu.
And he will and he will use them.
A použije ich.
To restore a right relationship with him.
Aby mohli mať oni správny vzťah s Bohom.
To make other people holy.
A aby oni potom pomáhali aj iným byť svätými.
To help other people see the value of God.
Aby aj ostatní mohli vidieť Božiu hodnotu.
And that's what they would do.
A toto by robili.
And that's what the book Leviticus tells them to do.
Preto nám aj táto kniha Leviticus hovorí o tom, že ako to máme robiť.
They were they were to teach others to value God very highly.
A oni mali vyučovať ostatných, aby prikladali Bohu veľkú hodnotu.
They had to live their lives in a way that would reflect the greatness of God.
Aby aj oni žili svoje životy takým spôsobom, že by sa tam odrážala Božia veľkosť.
They would sing songs about God.
A oni mali spievať piesne o Bohu a o jeho veľkosti.
They would serve people.
Slúžili by ľuďom.
They would assist people in worshiping.
Pomáhali by ľuďom pri chválach.
They would do all sorts of practical things to help people worship.
Rôzne praktické veci by robili, aby pomohli ľuďom uctievať.
And all of this was to lead people to say that yes, God is amazing. Yes, we will worship him.
A celé to bolo na to, aby ľudia si uvedomili, že áno, Boh je úžasný a áno, my ho chceme tiež uctievať.
Well, guess what?
Ale hádajte čo?
In the New Testament.
Novej zmluve.
Peter says this.
Hovorí toto.
Says you, the church, us.
Hovorí, že vy, cirkev, my.
You're a royal priesthood.
Ste kráľovským kňazstvom.
You're a royal priesthood.
Kráľovským kňazstvom.
Just like the Levites.
Takisto ako Leviti.
We are supposed to help others to worship.
Aj my sme tu na to, aby sme pomáhali ostatným uctievať.
That's our job.
To je naša práca.
To help others see the value of God.
aby si ostatní uvedomili, akú hodnotu má Boh.
What's the best way that we do that?
Akým najlepším spôsobom to vieme robiť?
We do with our daily lives.
Robíme to skrze naše každodenné životy.
It's not about getting up here and giving a sermon or leading the music worship.
Nie je to o tom, že tu sa postavíme a kážeme, alebo niekto tu bude spievať a viesť chvály.
That's a small part of it.
To je malou súčasťou toho.
It's our daily lives.
Ale sú to naše každodenné životy.
To be holy as he is holy.
Aby sme boli svätí, tak ako je on svätý.
I'd like to share a verse with you. First Peter.
S vami podeliť o jeden verš z 1. Petra.
Chapter 1.
Prvá kapitola.
Verse 13 to 16.
A od 13. po 16. verš.
Peter says this.
Peter tam hovorí toto.
Therefore, with minds that are alert and fully sober, set your hope on the grace to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed at his coming. 1 Peter 1:13. 1:13.
Preto opášte bedra svoje mysle. Preto opášte si bedra svoje mysle, buďte dokonale triezvi a dúfajte v milosť, ktorá vám bude daná pri zjavení Ježiša Krista.
As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires that you had when you lived in ignorance.
A ako poslušné deti, nepripodobňujte sa predošlým žiadostiam z čias nevedomosti.
But just as he who called you is holy.
Ale ako svätý je ten, ktorý vás povolal.
Be holy, be kadosh in all that you do.
Aj vy buďte svätí, buďte kadoš v celom svojom počínaní.
For it is written.
Veď je napísané.
Be holy because I am holy.
Buďte svätí, lebo ja som svätý.
There's a whole lot more. If you come on to my house on Thursday, we'll talk more.
Je ešte mnoho viac, o čom by sme mohli hovoriť, ak prídete vo štvrtok na skupinku k nám, tak môžeme.
But we'll just end this way.
Ale ukončíme to týmto spôsobom.
You are made to be worshipers.
A ste stvorení na to, aby ste uctievali.
To value God with all that we are.
A vážme si Boha so všetkým, čo máme alebo kým sme.
And maybe we've started out as being a bad stench.
A možno aj my sme začali tým, že sme boli smradľavým zápachom.
But how did the Levites change?
Ale ako sa tí Leviti zmenili?
God changed them.
Bol to Boh, ktorý ich zmenil.
He made them holy.
On ich spravil svätými.
They received grace.
Oni prijali milosť.
We have received grace.
Aj my sme prijali milosť.
And we can be a pleasant aroma of Christ.
A môžeme aj my teraz byť príjemnou vôňou Kristovou.
If you get home, I encourage you to read Leviticus chapter 26.
Keď prídete domov, tak by som vás chcel pozbudiť, aby ste si prečítali túto tretiu Mojžišovu 26. kapitolu.
It just talks about worshiping God.
Hovorí sa tam o tom, ako uctievať Boha.
But most of it's about what God does in response to our worship.
Ale je tam hlavne, hovorí sa tam hlavne o tom, čo Pán Boh robí ako reakcia na tie naše chvály.
And you'll find all these I will statements.
A nájdete tam všetky tie výroky, ktoré hovoria ja budem niečo.
As we value him properly and well the way that he's asked us to.
Keď my ho budeme ctiť takým spôsobom, ako ho máme,
he will do so much for you.
On spraví tak veľa pre teba.
We don't have time for it, that's your homework. Chapter 26 Leviticus.
Nemáme síce teraz už na to čas, takže domáca úloha 26. kapitola.
And just read through those things, meditate on those things.
Prečítajte si tie veci, rozjímajte nad nimi.
And then see what he does.
A uvidíte, čo Pán Boh spraví.
So, let's do this. We're going to I'm going to pray and then I think we're going to have one last song of worship.
Čiže budeme sa modliť. Ja sa pomodlím, potom budeme mať ešte chvály.
Then we'll just end.
A potom to ukončíme.
Lord, we just thank you that you are worthy of our praise. You're the only thing that's worthy.
Pane, ďakujeme za to, že ty si hodný našej chvály a ty si jediný, ktorý je hodný našej chvály.
Lord, we ask that you would help us to set our hearts and our minds upon you more than all the other things.
Pane, prosíme, aby si nám pomohol nasmerovať naše srdcia a naše mysle viacej na teba ako na čokoľvek iné.
Lord, that we be more oriented to what pleases you as opposed to what pleases us.
Aby sme sa viacej zameriavali na to, čo sa tebe páči, nie na to, čo sa páči nám.
Lord, that we would also just see the good things that you bring out when we relate well with you.
aby sme mohli vidieť všetky tie úžasné veci, ktoré ty prinesieš a spravíš, keď budeme mať správny vzťah s tebou.
Lord, as Paya gave testimony.
Ako Paya hovorila vo svojom svedectve.
That you do all these amazing things, Lord, and because you just love us.
Že ty robíš všetky tieto úžasné veci len preto, že nás miluješ.
Lord, we want to experience that more and more.
A chceme toto zažívať viac a viac.
And Lord, so we just invite you to do these things amongst us.
A preto ťa pozývame, aby toto si robil medzi nami, make čím it, ďalej tým viac.
Make it real in our lives.
Nech je to skutočný v našich životoch.
And we pray these things, we ask these things in your great name.
Toto sa modlíme všetko v tvojom úžasnom mene.
Amen.
Amen.